remember. And I really wasn't expecting much coming to youth and, like, with my friends. But when I did give my life to Jesus and I prayed, I just felt so much weight just lifted off me. And and I've just been so much happier living this life.
I gave my life to Jesus on the 27th of December 2015, and I can gladly say that my life has been so much better, because if I didn't, I probably wouldn't have had my mum. I'm so thankful.
Thank you, Jesus. Hello. Mine's going to be kind of long. So, is that all right? So, I'm Dia, and basically, all right. I'm not going to tell you my full story, otherwise we'll be here all day, but as far as I can remember, I was, like, grew up in a Christian. Like, I went to church every Saturday and Sunday, and I guess I was, like, in the religion, but not in the relationship with God. Like, I went to, just went to church and prayed and, you know, whatever, and just, you know, but I didn't know God, and I believed there was a God, and Jesus came down here, and he died for each and every one of our sins, but I didn't believe that. I just believed that Jesus did it for everyone, like, even the bad people, except for me, because I just didn't believe he'd do it for me, and I know I'm 14, and, like, it's a young age, but, and it's, oh, she's 14, what could she have went through? But I believe I've been through my worst, but yeah, so far. And I know when I was going through some times that I felt alone, and I just felt it was just me. And, you know, I kind of grew up and I hated God, because certain year, I think it was last year, yeah, it hit me, like, God, if you were real, why would you allow that to happen to me? God, if you're a good God, why wasn't you there for me? Why? And I was like, God, you're not real. And I began to just go the opposite direction, and I hated myself, and and a lot of bad things happened, and I went through all that, and then we used to go to this church on Sunday, but because of this church thing, and we had to move and go to find another church and on the Sundays, because we did a Nepalese fellowship on a Saturday, but my dad and mum understood that I wouldn't understand anything, so I needed some, like, English, and, you know. So I was kind of, like, pretty, like, sad about leaving the church that I was going to on Sunday, because I liked it, and I liked everyone there, and I liked the fellowship and worship, and it was good, and it was kind of, like, leaving behind, like, childhood memories, and I was pretty angry, but I was going to church, but it was only to make my mum and dad happy, to, like, you know, because, oh, my daughter's coming to church. I wasn't going to church for the real reason, and I came to the church, the old church in Hyde Park, yeah, and to be honest, it was pretty boring, because I was like, oh, okay, because I was used to, like, jumping and, like, you know, all of that, and then I came, and when I came through, like, no one had ever showed me love like the people showed me. Like, they were coming up to me and hugging me and telling me such kind words, and I was like, what? Why are you like showing love to me? Like, what's? And it was just different, because no one ever treated me like that before. No one showed me love or cared. And as I began to come to church, and I didn't really pay attention. I just came and went, and I didn't really listen and everything. And it was one time I came home for a party, and, like, it was my sister. I was arguing with my sister, and she said, you don't believe in God, do you? And I was like, no, I don't. And she was like, why? And blah, 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 and that happened. And I was like, fine then. If God is real, then I'm going to pick up your Bible, and whatever he tells me, I'm just going to... And I opened it, and it was... And something just spoke... It was... it was the parable of the lost sheep, and I read it, and I was like, oh my goodness, and I just cried. I went, fell to my knees, and I was like, I cried so much, and I was like, God, please forgive me. God, please, and I need you in my life, and I'm broken, and I have nothing to offer you. I come to you with nothing but a broken heart, and I just give it to you. Just do something. Like, you've done something in other people's lives, why can't you do it to mine? And everything, and something didn't happen like that. It wasn't like magic, but I felt such love and peace, and it was something that I hadn't felt before, and I wanted more of it, and I came to church on Sundays, and I started to get more interested, and I was like, but then I still had to face them battles of just loving myself. Like, that was one of the worst ones for me, and I went through them phase and them dark thoughts in my head, and it was like a constant battle with myself, mentally and everything, and and I can now say, ever since I gave my life and my all to God and Jesus, that I would never turn back. Like, I give him everything because he's given me everything. I came to him with nothing, but he's given me everything I could ever need. Not the monies, not any cars, not nothing like that, but he's given me love. Like, I didn't deserve it, but he still loved me. And he forgave me even though I did the most things. And it's just something that I'm so thankful for. And I can really now, because when I came to, like, Christ and born again, I was like, God, I'll do anything, but there's one thing I promise, like, I know I won't do. It's, I'll never be able to love myself or forgive myself for the things that I've done in my life. But now I can stand here and say that because God's loved me, I can slowly start to love myself and forgive myself, because if God's forgiven me, then why can't I forgive myself? And now I can look in the mirror and not want to hurt myself and just say, keep going, dear. God loves you, God. And I just, now he's gotten me through, God's gotten me through so much, even though I might not tell you, but he really has. And it's just that he was always with me. He never left me. He promised me he won't leave. He never left me. And I know the devil knew I had a plan in Christ, and he tried to stop that, putting barriers in the way, but you know what, I've overcome them, and now I'm closer to God, and I'm so thankful that so devil can just get back, go away, because God's got me, and God has a plan for me, and God loves each and every one of us. And sometimes I just want to stand on top of the mountains and just scream out to the world that God loves each and every one of us, and that he sent his only son to die on the cross for us, and that's what the whole world needs to understand. And it's just something, like, I can't explain it, just... And thank you for everyone, while I was on this journey, for showing nothing but love. Like, just, I thank you that you're my family now. Like, literally. I'm so thankful. I'm so blessed. I can't thank him enough.
On December the 27th, I was also saved. And before that, I had, like, many problems, like, everything that you could think of. In, like, my primary school years, I got bullied. I had lots of mental illnesses and stuff. But, like, since I gave my life to Jesus, and Andrew said to me, raise your hand, and I put my hand up, and I just felt like I'd been lifted from somewhere that I'd, like, it was so unimaginable. And then when I started coming and... And I didn't know anyone, really. There's more churches close to me, but I came here thanks to Dia and Nia as well. They've really helped me with this. And I've just had a better life now, I'm like, with God. And I've got a relationship with God where he helps me forgive people, and he helps me fight through, like, all the troubles. And when I'm sad at night, he'll always just cheer me up and lift all the weights off my shoulders. And I just like to say thank you to everyone that's, like, been there.
Well, I gave my life to Jesus on January the 8th. I was further behind everyone else because I felt like I wasn't good enough for God. But then that it came over me. I was at youth one time and it just came over me and I just said out loud, I just went, I want to give my life to Jesus. Because it just came over me. It all started because of Dia. We used to go swimming on, well, we go swimming on Wednesdays. And she was sat in the jacuzzi talking to me about God. And I'm going to tell you the truth. I cried. I cried because I don't know why I cried. But then I've just realised recently that it was because I felt the presence of God. And I could feel it come over me. And it just made me realise, like, how much he loves me. And, like, ever since I gave my life to Jesus, I've just been so much better. My life has been easier. He's made it easier for me. Because in my primary school, I was bullied really bad. And, this week, I learnt to forgive the person who bullied me. Because for the past month, I've been questioning everything. And I've been really upset, and everybody here has just helped me get through it. And I just want to thank you all so much, and I want to thank God, because he loves me so much to have helped me through this. And nobody really knows what I have gone through, like nobody, but he does, and he loves me no matter what, and I'm just thankful for that.
I don't know when I gave my life to Jesus, really. I guess I grew up in a Christian family where my mum and dad were like Christian, and I guess I gave my life then, but I think I was 4 years old when I gave my life. Four-ish, I think. And then I didn't know Jesus because we was in a different religion, and now we came to a Christian religion. It was confusing. And I didn't think I knew Jesus as a personal saviour or anything about a relationship. And then as I grew older, I used to go to churches and go to Sunday school. And they never used to really teach us about grace and the Jesus loved us. They just used to teach us about the stories about David and Goliath and all these things. And I didn't really know that Jesus actually came to this. I did know that Jesus came, but I didn't think he died for us, and I didn't think he went through that much pain except die. And that sounds nasty and everything, but I didn't understand. And then in Edenthorpe, I didn't used to go in the full service. And then my mum and dad took me to Grace St Andrew's Church, and the first time was, I don't know, I just felt a bit weird. I didn't know anyone really, and I thought it was a bit boring as well, but forgive me. And I didn't really pay attention to what I remember. Grace was preaching. I didn't really, understand anything. And as we went to church more often, a couple of times I got bored and I just wanted to fall asleep. But then I realised Helen, when I met Helen, I didn't like Helen as much because she seemed scary. And then there was this youth meeting, and we were talking about grace, and I didn't know what it meant, and I used to get thrown around a lot, and I just didn't know what it was. And then she explained it to me, and then I realised that, God died for me. I mean, Jesus died for me, and I don't know, it's a weird, I don't know. yeah, I think I'm done.
You know how I said the first time I went to church, I found it boring? Now, whenever it hits Monday, I'm so excited to come on Sunday and Friday and Wednesday. I'm buzzing to know more about God, you know. I'm wanting to be here, all the time. It's just exciting.
thank you so much to every one of you. You have been amazing. That is extremely encouraging. And God, when we were away, has promised us more and more and more and more young people. He said, this is the beginning. This is the trickle. We're in for something mega, I promise you. We don't understand, but God is at work. And it will be a sovereign act of God. And I say, bring it on, God. Bring it on. Amen. Praise his name. Thank you, Jesus.